Fragile by Sarah Hillary. Read by Imogen Church. 1. London looks so different in the daylight. Undressed, somehow, indecent. And that's before you count the people, those who belong here, and the ones who never will, the lost and the found. I'd been watching the street for over an hour when I saw her coming out of the house. I hadn't even known there was a house here, thinking it was all offices, restaurants and coffee shops. When last night I'd followed Joe, only to lose him on this street, I'd said to myself he must have slipped into a late-night restaurant, expecting the bill to be paid by the stranger who'd picked him up earlier in the evening. Joe always attracted strangers. I'd said to myself they were hungry. Joe was always hungry, and they'd stumbled on this strip of West London with its bright lights and dirty pavements. The hot smell of cooking from kitchens. In daylight, it all made another sort of sense. The street looked grey and tight-lipped. The girl leaving the house was the only colourful thing in it, so colourful. She hurt my eyes. I watched her, swaying down the steps from the house, yellow pigtail bumping at her shoulder. 23 or so, in a lilac coat and scarlet jeans, an easy smile on her lips. One of those world-at-her-feet girls. Every birthday with a cake baked and candles burning, unwrapped presents lying in a welter of red ribbon. No one had ever abandoned her or turned their back. She'd never know loneliness, never find herself without friends or hope. Hard not to feel a sharp little stab of anger at her complacency. Her life was so easy, and she didn't even know it. How suddenly the world could cave at your feet, swallow you whole. I wondered what had happened inside the house to put that smile on her lips. Such a strange house to find hidden away here, so narrow it was nearly invisible. 3 stories of brown brick with a white wreath moulded to its door below a window of wrinkled glass. No bell to be rung. She raised her fist to knock. I hadn't seen who opened the door since a lorry blocked my view, as it had last night. But now I'd seen the house, it seemed obvious to me that this was where Joe had disappeared last night. The woman who'd picked him up, she must live here. They'd been hungry. I'd got that much right. But it wasn't food they'd wanted. In the nightclub, she'd singled Joe out, imagining he was alone. Well, he was. I'd been there in the background, but we weren't together. Joe hadn't noticed me following him to the club. He hadn't noticed me in days. As for the woman, she'd had eyes for no one but Joe. The girl coming down the steps from the narrow house could be her daughter. They were so alike, each so blonde, like an overexposed photograph. Joe's woman had worn a belted black satin coat and high heels, showing enough skin at her throat to make you wonder whether she was wearing clothes underneath.